You are a sinner. You need to cleanse. You, the one that is the queen of sin.
Oh, no.
Monica Brooks. How dare you? I don't even know what it is. How dare you? How dare she, Antoine?
I'm very interested. She judged me last week, so I'm very interested to hear what she's confessing.
Oh, always.
I don't think I did.
And she says, listen to that. She says, I had to.
I had to do what I had to do.
I'm trying to think here. What would it be? Had to do what she had to do.
She stole from a child.
Yeah, I was going to say her family is affected deeply by this.
No, it's like a random kid in the neighborhood.
Oh, even better. Stole from. Yeah. He was overweight, so when she stole his ice cream, he needed it.
Yes. That's what it was.
Okay. Well, there.
Shame on you! How
this
dare
right
you?
Here, I had to do it. Jared and I, we are on a... I mean, Jared's on a health kick. He's actually eating real food. You know, because Jared...
Did he have to Google vegetables to see what they were?
Yeah, I mean, but he's meat and potatoes type of guy.
Corn.
And then treats. He likes, you know, Snickers. He likes brownies and stuff like that. Well, where he's on his health kick, I had to do what I had to do. Because he had a brownie, and he had it on top of the cabinet where... I can't really reach it.
That is
probably why it's up there.
Yeah, exactly.
From an angle, I could see it.
That is the unwritten rule in Monica Brooks' house, is if this piece of food is any higher than 5 feet off the ground, it's not for you, Shorty. It's for me, a tall person.
And he would put stuff up top because he knows I have to climb the countertops in order to get stuff.
And she means climb.
Yeah,
I mean,
I do climb.
We're talking
it's kinda dangerous
like a ladder.
Yeah.
And well, so I guess you brownie. Spy this brownie.
Uh-huh. So I'm like, he has a secret brownie up there. Well, I decide for his benefit.
Oh, okay, of
this
course.
This is to help obviously. His, for him. I'm going to take a spoon, one of those, you know, cooking spoons, and I just swipe it down. So I swipe down his brownie, and that brownie became the kid's treat after school.
You took his brownie.
I split it up with the kid.
And gave it away.
Yeah, I didn't.
He you was didn't looking even for the brownie. Eat it.
No, I didn't eat it.
You who, you know, husband and wife, the vows of sickness and in health, and you go ahead and steal my special brownie. But the children, thought we were in this together. How dare you involve those little monsters? What did they do to deserve this?
After school, they had a little, they split the brownie.
That's ridiculous.
But
and he was looking for that brownie.
You knew it was his brownie.
Exactly. And the children who don't have a true appreciation of anything.
No.
You give them a high quality dog treat. That's good enough. They're fine.
But he
you
was
put frosting on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was looking for that brownie. But unfortunately, the brownie is gone.
Unfortunately. You say it as if an accident happened.
Like it was a fire.
You grabbed yourself the largest salad tongs in the house and you pulled them down.
But you don't see where it helped?
No.
It helped his health. Maybe that was not to eat it.
Maybe that brownie was his reward
for
abstaining from desserts and sugar for so many days. He earned it. That's you took his paycheck.
You took away his piece of joy, so now he has to emotionally eat to make up for it.
But why would he check for the reward on the weekend?
Maybe he was saving it to the weekend.
Maybe his day is on Thursday. You don't have to have a set day for the reward.
And why do we have to justify your behavior, too, in that, he should have just hidden it even better from me. He should know better. How dare you?
Oh, man.
I knew it. I knew it, Antoine.
You are... just
you know
wrong.
What? And in hindsight, if you look
would
back,
would you be upset though, knowing that you care that much that you are willing to just swipe it down and
I'd contemplate divorce. I'd be like, "What are you doing?
Getting rid of it."
We'd have to have a conversation.
You're plotting against me all the time.
Family meeting.
He said he didn't want any sugar,
but he wanted to earn
chocolate
something.
Is different.
He didn't want any sugar or sweets.
I go back to the fact that I threw out there that what it was going to be is she was going to push down some kid and steal his ice cream. That's exactly what happened.
She stole Jared's ice cream.
That's exactly what happened. Shame on you.